Keith joins us from the Lafayette Public Library. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Chris, Fast, and Renee. How are you all today?
We are doing great. I think this is so cool that you guys have an opportunity for people to just go and see how things get made. Tell everybody about the Mini Maker Fair that's coming up.
You know, it's kind of a lot like the World's Fair that would go on years ago. Make Magazine back in 2006 started a Maker Fair, and now it's become this worldwide event. Lafayette has taken on. What happens is now the Lafayette Public Library has teamed up with the Lafayette Science Museum to present a Lafayette Mini Maker Fair. It's going to be on Saturday, March 30th from 10 to 3. It's going to take place downtown at the Lafayette Science Museum, and it's coming back for its second year in a row.
What kind of stuff are we going to get to see made?
Well, it's all sorts of makers. We'll show their hobbies and experiments and projects. So you're going to see all sorts of things, from things you would normally find in a maker space to steampunk things. You're going to end up seeing all sorts of things. There's craftspeople there, gardeners, quilters, tech enthusiasts. Really, if you just like working with your hands, you like creating things, this is the event for you. And you can bring the family, bring the kids. It's for everyone's welcome. It's a free event. And right now, they still have opportunities for people to join and apply as a maker. They can apply to be a volunteer, so they get to be behind the scenes. They get to meet the makers and actually kind of build a relationship with them. Or you can just simply come out and enjoy this free event.
I love it. Now, real quick, let's touch up on something else that's going to be happening later on this month that is really cool if you love coffees and cars.
Oh, goodness. If you like exotic cars, this is the show for you. You need to come out to the South Regional Library. This will be on a Sunday, March 24th from 8 to 11. Early that morning on March 24th, we're going to have the Lafayette League of Exceptional Motoring. They're going to get your engines revved. These people have all sorts of rare exotic cars. They're local in the area. This is a group that started about 6 years ago. And what it is anyone who wants to come out and just enjoy these beautiful cars that people are putting their life into and really taking care of, you're going to get to see some things that you wouldn't normally see on the road, that you wouldn't normally see close up. And you'll be able to ask questions to the people who have pretty much devoted hours and hours, if not months and years of time, into this one vehicle. There's going to be several of them out there through the Lafayette League of Exceptional Motoring. It's a fantastic event.
Keith, I love the things that you guys do at the Lafayette Public Library. If you want any information on any of this, what's the best way to get it?
The best way is just visit our website, LafayettePublicLibrary.org. We're also working on a new app for phones. The one that we have right now, it's a little antiquated, so we're going to get a better app out there for everybody. But for right now, go to our website, LafayettePublicLibrary.org.
Yes, I'm going to have to wash the jalopy and go down to the library and see all the really... How about the guy from the non-exceptional car club drives up to see all the good ones? But that's an awesome event. And again, one more time, Keith, if people want to go to the website and check out what you guys have coming up, not only now, but in the future, where do they find it?
Sure. Come to our website, LafayettePublicLibrary.org. If you have an old jalopy, you can drive up. We love that. And just tell everyone it's vintage.